"Friends and citizens," shouted Defarge, "we are ready. To the Bastille!" The crowd began to move, like the waves of the sea. "Follow me, women!" cried Madame Defarge. A long, sharp knife shone brightly in her hand. "We can kill as well as any man!" The living sea of angry people ran through Saint-Antoine to the Bastille, and soon the hated prison was ringing with the noise of battle. Fire and smoke climbed up the high stone walls, and the thunder of the guns echoed through the city. 4 terrible and violent hours. Then a white flag appeared above the walls, and the gates were opened. The Bastille had been taken by the people of Paris. Soon the crowds were inside the building itself, and shouting, "Free the prisoners!" But Defarge put his strong hand on the shoulder of one of the soldiers. "Show me the North Tower. Take me to 105 North Tower. Quickly!" "Follow me," said the frightened man. And Defarge and Jacques Three went with him through the dark prison, past heavy closed doors, up stone stairs, until they came to a low door. It was a small room, with dark stone walls, and only one very small window, too high for anyone to look out. Defarge looked carefully along the walls.
"There! Look there, Jacques Three!" he cried. "A.M.,"
whispered Jacques.
"A.M. Alexandre Manette," said Defarge softly. "Let us go now."
But before they left, they searched the room and the furniture very carefully, looking for small hiding places.